mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be going the whole nine yards today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the sixth day of September 2009 on this Sunday edition. We have the founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, joining us in the second hour today to respond to the extremely shoddy piece trying to demonize 9/11 Truth and those questioning government-sponsored terrorism that was actually funded by a foreign country. That's who produced it and funded it for the National Geographic Channel. We're going to play some clips from the show and debunk the debunkers in the second hour today with Richard Gage. Look forward to having him on the show with us. This ties in with Van Jones, the White House green job czar, resigning last night for supposedly signing a 2004 petition to reopen the investigation of 9/11. Now, seven members of the 10-member commission have said that. But this is a little-known secret. And so that's just a standard leftist or Democratic position because they thought it would burn George Bush. I'm apolitical. I go where the truth is. I'm exposing Barack Obama. I'm exposing George Bush. The facts are the media want to make this a left-right issue about 9/11 Truth when it isn't. I am the founder of 9/11 Truth. I'm the first person to talk about 9/11, the attack on the World Trade Center. Talked about it months and months before it happened. Said they were probably going to blow up the towers and blame it on their CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. So if anybody can speak today for 9/11 Truth, it's me. A dangerous position, but I'm happy to take it because if we don't expose government-sponsored terrorism, the establishment with 9/11 and 7/7 and many other events are going to continue to stage events and use that as a pretext to clamp down and take the liberties of the general public. As the Club of Rome has said, as many other government documents have stated, Council on Foreign Relations documents, Pentagon documents, Operation Northwoods, Army field manuals, they're all declassified, explaining why the government stages terror attacks or provocateurs attacks or funds criminal groups to carry out attacks and then burns a patsy or two. There's different variants of this. A real terror attack not funded by the people being attacked is extremely rare. They do exist, though you could count them on one hand that we know of. Because whoever's being attacked gets to play the part of the victim and gets to strike back out. So how do you start preemptive wars? You have a self-inflicted wound. How many college students have been caught painting swastikas on their dorms or sending inward emails to themselves? How many synagogues have been caught painting swastikas on their buildings to get sympathy and funding? In every case that we know of, this is what's happening. This is what's developing. This is what's unfolding. That's another form of false flag terror attack. So we're going to break that down today and a bunch of other big issues coming up after this break. But I'm going to get into Van Jones, why he really had to resign. They're just trying to tag 9/11 Truth onto it. Huge, gigantic, the biggest flu development, the biggest developments in flu news in the last 8-9 months. We've been warning you this is upcoming. And coming up Tuesday, folks, the biggest news story we've ever broken. So I just want to foreshadow that a little bit for you. The biggest initiative we've ever launched. Very, very exciting. That's coming up in 48 hours or less than 48 hours. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the website. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very important radio broadcast lined up for you today on this Sunday, the sixth day of September 2009. We got 2 hours laying out before us. I do this abbreviated transmission every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me tell you what's on our plate. It's going to be fast-moving, very important radio show today. So please call your friends and family, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, you name it. Please tell your friends and family to tune in now. Coming up, the most important developments in the last 9 months that we've been tracking this government-run flu hoax. Remember, long before April, I went on air in January, in February, especially on March 5th, did 4 hours on my weekday show saying they're going to stage some type of flu event. I had emergency managers on the show, journalists on the show. I mean, we had the intel. We told you then in April we were really at level 6. 4 months later, the media admitted, okay, we were really at level 6 already under UN control. So you need to listen to us when we break this down, the information we're about to cover. We know what we're talking about. This is directly from the World Health Organization, hidden in plain view. This came out Friday evening. This came out in plain view, and this is even being mentioned in the mainstream media, but as minor footnotes, like it's no big deal. Now, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we also simulcast the radio show as a slash TV show. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member and don't watch the show live, don't worry. It always gets ripped to the four winds all over the internet, which we love. I want to thank all the folks out there doing that, but especially the PrisonPlanet.tv members, because it's one thing for people to hear this on the radio and not go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we post everything we talk about on the radio show every day so you can read along with us. Even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can go to the site and read all these documents. But for people watching, they get to see the documents. So here is the World Health Organization document. Right here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be going over this. It is Safety of Pandemic Vaccines, Pandemic H1N1 2009 Briefing Note 6. And this came out way back August 6th. It took us about 27, 28 days to find this. Again, and it's listeners that pointed this out. It's people that found this information. Just like in the healthcare bill, there's an implantable microchip section. Jason Burma showed me that 2 weeks ago in the office, and I kind of rolled my eyes and forgot about it. And then it's mainstream ABC News last week. The point is, don't think we're noticing and seeing all this. It's you giving us the tips that allow us to ferret this out. What am I talking about? What is this new United Nations document? Who admits to releasing pandemic viruses into population via mock-up viruses? Now, remember back in April, having different medical doctors on, Tenpenny and a bunch of other people. Quite frankly, I can't even remember which one it was that said it. But they said there's a good chance, was it Steve Quayle? I forget, that this is a simulant weakened virus they've released and that they're tracking the spread of it and that the government is doing this to, quote, give people an immunity to a weaponized swine flu down the road. That was kind of the angle being put out by people that were trying to be devil's advocate, because clearly, this is the key. The flu virus, the H1N1, part human, part pig, part bird, was clearly manufactured in a lab. I mean, that's been admitted in the BBC and Reuters, and top virologists are on record. So then why were they hyping it up and freaking out like it was the end of the world in April? Why had they been making secret preparations in January and February for mass graves, crematoriums, martial law, homeland security, brigade, homeland? Now they want 400,000 troops on the streets of America. The Hill newspaper and The Progressive are both reporting. In fact, here's that article on the 400,000 troops. Got that for people. Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. That's from The Progressive. Why did we see all this big preparation for something that hadn't even showed up yet? Then exactly what they said was going to show up shows up. The virologists look at it under electron microscopes and say, this was made in a lab. But then we notice it's not killing that many people. And then folks noticed in the patents issued by several big vaccine makers, they mentioned virus simulants or weakened viruses. And then now the WHO is saying these were released. And they just make this announcement like they're talking about the price of gasoline or the price of milk or the price of, you know, natural gas. I mean, they're just announcing it real calmly like it's some boring stat when this is a huge development. We know this was manufactured. So if it starts killing a bunch of people or the vaccine starts killing a bunch of people, this is an inside job. Now, we don't know. We don't know if this is a cover for the federalization and internationalization and the UN directing all the nations of the planet, a big beta test for world government. I mean, the UN admits they're using it for that and say it's a great day for globalization and global governance. But the question is, does it stop there? I don't know. You can't look into the future and tell exactly what's going to happen. I mean, it's bad enough they're making tens of billions off these vaccines. It's bad enough that it has mercury in it and they're admitting it does. It's bad enough that it has the accelerants, the chemicals in it that cause an autoimmune response that are triggering diabetes, brain damage, autism. I had a brain surgeon, top neurologist on for an hour and 45 minutes Friday, Dr. Blaylock, breaking down. I mean, the medical literature, the terms were discovered by him in the last 20 years. I mean, this is like the brainiac that all of the, you know, brain experts and the experts on Alzheimer's being a chronic inflammation of the brain. They know it's MSG. They know it's aspartame. They know it's the mercury in the shots. And they know that once you take enough of this stuff, that's it. You're going to have brain inflammation. I mean, that's why these Alzheimer patients fade in and out. It's the inflammation. But and the government's not going to tell you this, folks. They did it to you. It's a chemical weapon, a cocktail of chemical weapons. Regardless, I'm digressing. We know that it's a staged vaccine. We know all the fear-mongering is staged. And then I've got AOL News, AP, swine flu sickens 2,000 at one university alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this came out Friday. More than 2,000 students at Washington State University have come down with swine flu symptoms in just the first week of classes, school officials said Friday. So if this is a foreshadowing of 18,500 students, and you've got more than 1%, 1 out of 10, 2,000 out of 18,500 is more than 1 out of 10 or more than 10%. With it, this is going to be a massive flu season. And we know it's manufactured. That's not debated. Now, what to make of this? I don't know. I mean, we're looking at the pieces, but there's only a few more pieces to put in place here, and it isn't looking good. So let me just go over this for you. This is from Dr. Marcola, marcola.com. We also have the Health Ranger with their news, Natural News, and direct links to the World Health Organization. There's also a detailed report out of Global Research we got up on Infowars.com right now. Who admits to releasing pandemic virus into population via mock-up vaccines? The document on the WHO website, link below, states that it is common procedure to release pandemic viruses into the population in order to get a jump ahead of the real pandemic and so to fast track the vaccine when it's needed. Now we're gonna read this article, read what the UN says, tie this in with all the other areas, then we're getting into the youth brigade, the president's speech, the PSYOP there to the kids, 9/11, all the debunking they're going on of 9/11 truth, what's really behind that. Very important radio show lined up today. Richard Gage coming up next hour. And I'm going to foreshadow Thank you for joining us. So if we have over 36,000 Americans die every year from the regular run-of-the-mill flu, out of nowhere comes this engineered super flu. Doesn't have super bad kill rates. It just spreads super fast. And they say it could potentially mutate into the mega death. I mean, if 40 million were killed by the 1918 Spanish flu, different headlines say this could kill hundreds of millions, even billions. I don't know if that's true. All we know is the World Health Organization just calmly out in the open admits that governments are releasing flu viruses on purpose. Now, remember what happened in trials in Europe just this year. A whole bunch of homeless people were killed in flu trials, and people have gone to jail for that, but not the pharmaceutical companies that hired city officials to administer it to homeless. In fact, let's just do that for people watching and listening in case they doubt. Just search engine, homeless die in flu trials. And they gave it to 100 at one clinic, and 23 died. We'll show you that headline. London Telegraph, BBC, AP, you name it. Now, then Baxter Pharmaceutical mixes weaponized bird flu that has a 90-plus percent kill rate in humans with vaccines. By the grace of God, a vaccine distributor tests it, finds it, when it was still in the larger vaccine preparations, hadn't been put into single-use vials yet. Now, you add that now with all this talk of martial law and the government saying, get ready for martial law and flu's coming and it's going to be this big crisis. And suddenly you have Congressman Brown and Congressman Paul and former Republican leader Dick Armey is in the Dallas Morning News 2 weeks ago saying they may use the flu as a controlled crisis, a stage crisis, to pass health care reform. And then you have this, Bloomberg today. Obama may need sense of crisis to revive healthcare overhaul. President Barack Obama returns to Washington next week in search of one thing that can revive his healthcare overhaul, a sense of crisis. And guess what? That sense of crisis could be the flu. Facing polls showing a drop in his approval, diminished support from independents, factors within his own Democratic Party and factions, and a united Republican opposition, Obama must recapture the sense of urgency that led to the passage of the economic rescue package in February, analysts said. And they say, what is that crisis going to be? And then, here's the big news from Marcola.com, NaturalNews.com. We have all these stories posted up at InfoWars.com right now. With direct links to the World Health Organization, that's the United Nations, that's the private corporate holding company that is carrying out the eugenics medical tyranny, who admits to releasing pandemic virus into population via mock-up vaccines. The document on the WHO website, link below, states that it is common procedure to release pandemic viruses into the population in order to get a jump ahead of the real pandemic so as to fast-track the vaccine for when it is needed. In Europe, some manufacturers have conducted advanced studies using so-called mock-up vaccine. Mock-up vaccines contain an active ingredient for an influenza virus that has not circulated recently in human populations and thus mimics the novelty of the pandemic virus. And right before all this broke out in Mexico City, they were doing these inoculation trials. According to the World Health Organization, such advanced studies can greatly expedite regulatory approval, sources said. And I remember having guests on who went to the Norvitas. In fact, it was Dr. Lynn Horowitz was the main one, and went and showed Baxter and a couple other companies. And he mentioned their own patents in 97, 98, 99, where they were talking about releasing simulants. And he went wild on air. He was one of the guests saying these may be simulants already released because their documents said it. Well, now here's the WHO saying it's been done. So there needs to be an investigation. Who did this? Did it cause the deaths? What's in the vaccine? I mean, folks, this is staring you in the face. And I heard a talk show host last night, Kenny Romeyer, I was listening to a show, mentioned that he was watching one of those, I think it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, whatever, where the person calls in, you have the lifelines, and they ask the people, how many U.S. senators are there? and no one can answer it. And then the person called their lifeline and they didn't know. In fact, cue up Miss South Carolina for me. Folks, Miss South Carolina is what the general public's like. Listen, you better get as informed about the history of biological weapons and governments releasing them on people. You better get as informed about eugenics and eugenical systems as you are about applying makeup or acting tough or going to the gym or driving a big truck with big tires. I don't care if you wear cowboy hats, have big tires, have tattoos. I don't care. I don't care if you're a yuppie who wears sweaters tied, you know, in a knot around their neck. I don't care. What I care about is that you're experts in all of that, but not experts in the real world. And the host made a good point. I mean, what has become of this country? Most people don't know the three branches of government. Nothing. They don't understand that the Pentagon admits, and Dick Cheney wrote, even the Austin American Statesman decried this to their credit, in 2001, that he wanted to release race-specific bioweapons. You know what a race-specific bioweapon is? It's more important than your hair falling out. It's more important than the UT Longhorns won last night and what Mac Brown says. And I'm not saying it isn't important to care about Mac Brown and the Longhorns. Fine. You're supposed to have a good time in life sometimes. But you're supposed to also know that foreign banks stole $23.7 trillion and want to fully bankrupt the country and want an excuse to bring in martial law. And they may do it with this flu situation unless we get the word out and warn them. Play Miss South Carolina. Here is this moron.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Just and you watch those shows, maybe 60% of those women are just like that. They don't know what planet they're on. They're all obsessed with their lips and their skin instead of walking out at night and going. I mean, last night I walked outside at 9 o'clock outside the studio. Giant red moon right on the horizon. I was just stunned by the beauty of the universe and the clouds and just everything. And meanwhile, most people are looking down in the dirt. They're insecure. Madison Avenue's made them feel like they're worthless. They don't know anything about the real world, the beauty of the world, much less all the wicked things that are threatening our free society and all the good things in life. Let me tell you something. The government will release a deadly flu if they feel like it and kill your kids deader than a hammer. They took over 4,000 foster kids and radiated them to death. So you better get informed about these issues. We're going to come back and explain what the simulant viruses are they're releasing, what I think's really going on, and a lot more of the indoctrination of the youth. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv is the live point for the TV show that we simulcast in the radio. All right, let me boil it down, simplify it here. I know most of you understand, but there's a lot of people that are like Miss South Carolina. The government says, take your shot, take your Gardasil shot. They go in, roll their sleeve up, drop dead, and love it. Yes, Gardasil's caused quite a few deaths. That's a whole separate vaccine. World Health Organization admits to releasing pandemic viruses into population via mock-up vaccines. Now, this is on the World Health Organization site. And just like the White House science czar calmly came out in the Wall Street Journal and said, yeah, we are adding stuff to jet fuel and chemtrailing the atmosphere to change the Earth's atmosphere, but details are classified. All these years we told you what they were doing. He comes out and admits the exact chemicals and compounds, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, that scientists that we've interviewed and that have done the research have shown was in it. And they just announce it. So if we make a big deal politically out of it, they just go, yeah, big deal, we're doing it. Yeah, big deal, we released the viruses. Now let's move on. Just kind of like, oh, yeah, Charles Manson's going to be over for dinner tonight. It's no big deal. Let's just move on here. Or kind of like, you know, your dad comes home from work and says, I killed 25 people. They're buried in the basement. I'm a serial killer. You know, and then no one acts like it's any big deal. It's just, oh, the government released it. Oh, they're having flu trials in Europe and it's killing a bunch of people with the vaccines. Oh, I just showed you the headlines. Oh, there's all these internal government reports about how it's in the past and currently linked to Guillain-Barré's disease and all these other neurological disorders. So let me put it in boiled down layman terms for Miss South Carolina, okay? Three major vaccine makers that just so happened to get the government contracts the last 2 months put patents in for the exact strain and mutation of the H1N1 that we're currently seeing. And in their own filings and in the World Health Organization's own filings, simulant viruses, manufactured viruses that can still kill you but are, quote, weaker, they say have been released, and they say because they've already released it, it allows them to get quicker approval for the vaccine. So they had these viruses, they've been messing with them, engineering them all these years, and the rationale from the different, and here's the problem, I had Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Tenpenny, a whole bunch of doctors, medical doctors and others here, and I'm trying to remember, because I remember, you know, we're all learning together. Back during April when all this was going on, I'm going, excuse me? And they're going, yeah, look at this document. In this patent filing, this company says that they're preparing to release simulant viruses. And look at this UN document. And just now is this getting attention. See, I don't have all the answers. Because it's so big, hidden in plain view. It's so outrageous that I don't even know how to deal with this. So let's get Dr. Marcola on. Let's get Dr. Horowitz on next week. Let's get Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny on. And then let me go back into my files out there from April, because I remember talking to a physician at the state level who gave us that secret document that we were really at level 6, and everybody laughed at me, and then months later they go, oh, we were at level 6 back then. Well, yeah, the document had names of the state and federal doctors and their phone numbers, people. Just like I broke the MIAC report and the DHS report saying veterans and gun owners were the number one terrorist and Homeland Security was set up for us. I mean, I can't help it that we break so much here. We broke the secret FBI training video last week where they're saying all Americans are basically terrorists. That's a real FBI training video. I mean, but that's why they've got a leg up on us, is because this is so outrageous and just so in your face. It's like dad coming home when you're a kid sitting out at the dinner table and going, oh, I got three dead bodies out in the trunk in the car. Come on out and help me get them out. You know, you're just not registering it. You know, it's so over the top. Dr. Marcola writes, on June 11th, the World Health Organization raised its swine flu pandemic from 5 to 6. It was really raised in April. Phase 6 is the highest level alert and reflects the speed with which the virus is spreading, not its severity. This classification also allows for vaccine quantity for fast-track procedure for licensing and approval, and the process is now ongoing for the swine flu vaccine. What you may not know, however, is that the WHO, together with health officials, regulatory authorities, and vaccine manufacturers... Yeah, it's a revolving door at the WHO with the executives of the vaccine companies, have been working since 2007, long before this new threat of the swine flu emerged, to explore a broad range of issues surrounding the regulatory approval for pandemic vaccines. According to the WHO website, ways were sought to shorten time between the emergence of a pandemic virus and the availability of safe, effective vaccines. And that's what they say in these filings. Oh, we'll release the H1N1, but weaker, in case it ever really got out. This is a virus they made. So that if it ever does come out, we'll have a vaccine ready and we can study how it mutates in people. This is kind of like, we're going to go ahead and set fire to your house just to do a test and see if it ever gets caught on fire, how to deal with it. And then even if you buy into this sick logic where the whole world's a test tube and these mad eugenics scientists are playing games with our lives, why isn't this a bigger issue? Why is it just hidden in plain view in the filings with the vaccine makers? It's kind of like the government admits mass graves, mass quarantines, forced inoculation preparations. Every day we post different states, federal government, other governments' admissions, but it's hardly ever in the news, and people send me emails saying, are you making this up? Yes, it's real. No, we're not making it up. Yes, we document it all. Does that mean they're going to a real pandemic? They've already declared one. Does that mean millions are going to die? I don't know. These people are capable of anything. And let me tell you something. If you and your wife and children get a weaponized flu and you die in a matter of hours from the hemorrhagic autoimmune response where your lungs fill with water within a matter of minutes, you have an autoimmune response and you're dying or your child is dead, this is not a game. This is more important than your local college football team. This is more important than getting your hair done. This is more important than your yard being green and not having dead spots. This, I mean, all I'm asking people is get informed. I mean, you don't have to believe my interpretation of things. You don't have to buy into what I'm saying. You don't have to believe my views. Just for heaven's sakes, when I get up here and I show you and read the headline on air, World Health Organization, Briefing Note 6, August 6, 2009, where they admit they're releasing viruses to mimic the one that's now out, and then scientists look at the current H1N1 and clearly say it's manufactured. This is a serious crime. But you're not going to get investigations from the FBI. And why? Because that's controlled from the top by these eugenicists. And I want to ask FBI agents, I mean, is it fun when your dad dies of Lou Gehrig's from the vaccines? Is it fun when you get Alzheimer's when you're 45? Now all these young people getting it? Is it fun that your daughter takes the HPV shot, Gardasil, and has autoimmune response and gets sterilized? I mean, don't believe me? Just Google Gardasil deaths. Here, do it right now for us on screen. Again, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio show, in living color. I mean, you know, this has to be addressed. I'm not here calling for revolution. I'm not here calling for confrontation. The military, the police, the FBI, all of us are being treaded on. Whether you're an auto mechanic, a radio talk show host, a doctor, a lawyer, I mean, you know, don't tread on us. Stop it. Stop putting sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals in the water. I got a tour of the Austin Water Treatment Plant. They admitted they put hundreds of chemicals in the water. And the people there said, we don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, death toll linked to Gardasil vaccine rises. Complications include shock, foaming at mouth, convulsions, and coma. All right, when we come back, I'm going to shift gears into the police state, Obama's speech to the kids, Van Jones resigning, a whole lot more. But it looks like they've kicked off the fear-mongering 10%, really about 11%. 2,000 of 18,500 students at Washington State have the flu, and they're saying it may be the swine flu. Said the media is reporting about quarantines all over the country with universities where the government has control. They're beta testing and showing the public how the lockdowns are going to happen, how the inoculations are going to happen. They're creating the fear, the panic for the vaccine that was patented in 2007 and 2008 by different companies, the exact same genetic code. And then the virologists look at the vaccine and say this was engineered. We can all put 2 + 2 together. Now, is this a staged event just to sell vaccine? Or is there something in the vaccine? Or do they know this virus in the human body or the vaccine itself is going to cause mutations? Do they know it's going to turn into something hyper deadly? Because when you read the White House science czar and George Bush Sr.'s advisor, Ehrlichman, writing textbooks praising eugenics and saying we need a deadly flu, deadly Ebola to wipe out most of the earth. And then, you know, the history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on the people of the world. And then now this whole police state grid is in place. It really makes you have a lot of concern. So we'll continue to cover that throughout the week. Okay, let me get into free speech now. This Oakland admitted hardcore Maoist communist. I mean, he admits he's a communist. We played those clips last week. We're going to play some more coming up here in a moment. Van Jones, why would an administration that got four times the money from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase than John McCain? And again, I'm not saying I was for John McCain. John McCain wasn't even in the running. It was always about Obama. That's why would the ultra rich put Obama in power and then he brings in masses of on the record communists? And why do we even call that leftist? Big money always wants fascism, communism, socialism. They want command and control. They want to centralize power. No matter if you're a communist or socialist or fascist country, there's police in black ski masks, black uniforms, spies, cameras, tattletale groups. The president is on big telescreens and movie theater screens announcing to the youth. The president or the dictator, the Führer, always reaches out to the youth. See, the establishment gives you all these fake choices of command and control, fascist, communist, socialist, but it always ends in the same thing. And then Van Jones, it came out, called Republicans scum and all these cuss words. He called for total wealth redistribution. He called for boycotts and shutting down talk radio. So that made him an enemy of the mainline conservatives. And he was already going to be discarded. Then it came out that Van Jones, in fact, we'll punch up a picture of him on screen for everybody watching. Then it came out that Van Jones was a 9/11 truther. And we've now confirmed in 2002 he took part in a march. We've confirmed in 2004 he signed the petition. And that's the only good thing to his credit. But see, you notice, though, he didn't do that once he became a czar with incredible power over green jobs and the takeover of our economy. You notice once he got in a position of power, Van Jones shut up about it. And he denied 9/11 truth once he got put under pressure for it. Because, see, he was only doing it for political control and power. That's what these poverty pimps do, is they go and join every group. 9/11 truth is not a left-wing or right-wing issue. I want to read to everybody out there what the 9/11 Commission said. Bipartisan and appointed by Bush. And we have this article posted up on Infowars.com. It's highly credible people. Normally I'd show this on TV, but it's got an email up in the corner I don't want to put on TV. The co-chairs of the 911 Commission, Thomas Kean and Lee Hamilton, said that the CIA and likely the White House obstructed our investigation. The co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission also said the 9/11 commissioners knew that the military officials misrepresented the facts to the commission, and the commission considered recommending criminal charges for such false statements, yet didn't bother to tell the American people. Indeed, the co-chairs of the commission now admit that the commission largely operated based on political considerations. There's links to mainstream news on all of this. This is Washington Post. 911 Commission co-chair Lee Hamilton says, "I don't believe for a minute we got everything right, that the commission was set up to fail, that people should keep asking questions about 9/11, the 9/11 debate should continue. The 9/11 Commission report was only the first draft of history." 911 Commissioner Bob Carey said that there are ample reasons to suspect that there may be some administrative and some alternative to what we outlined in our version we didn't have access to. 911 Commissioner Timothy Romer said, "We were extremely frustrated with the false statements we were getting." Former 911 Commissioner Max Cleland resigned from the commission, stating, "It is a national scandal. The investigation is now compromised. And one of these days, we will have to get a full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America that the White House wants to cover it up." 9/11 Commissioner John Lehman said, "We purposely put together a staff that had, in a way, conflicts of interest." The senior counsel, the 9/11 Commission, John Farmer, who led the 9/11 staff inquiry, said, "I was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described. The tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to us and the public for 2 years. This is not spin. What we were told is not true." So I babbled through those. But the point is, the 9/11 Commission said this was a complete fraud and a lie, and what happened on 9/11 was a lie. We have declassified government documents like Operation Northwoods that ABC News and Baltimore Sun reported on, where the U.S. government planned to bomb U.S. cities to blame it on foreign enemies. The Pentagon has declassified that they staged all sorts of attacks, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, to get us into wars, or to try to get us into wars. So to say that no one should investigate this and no one should ask questions, well, why doesn't the media attack the 9/11 Commission members? They don't. They just lie and say that the commission members are in total agreement on the official story. We're going to play a clip of that from National Geographic's latest propaganda brainwashing piece coming up in the next hour with Richard Gage. But here is Van Jones, the Green Jobs Coordinator, engaging in the Hegelian dialectic, not just a problem, reaction, solution, but he talks about things like integration, not discriminating, blacks having rights. You agree with that. Then he drops in the middle, total redistribution of all wealth, going farther than Lenin and Mao and Stalin. Okay? You understand? So notice his psyop here. And then he goes on to say, the green system is a total revolution to take over the American society. And that's what it is. Only select corporations and businesses are going to be able to operate. They admit under the green bill that's passed the House, not the Senate yet, the global warming bill, that they can regulate selectively whatever they want, that 35 agencies are given unlimited power. This is a mafia takeover. Let's start playing the Van Jones clip.
One of the things that has happened, I think, too often to progressives is that we don't understand the relationship between minimum goals and maximum goals. Right after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, if the civil rights leaders had jumped out and said, okay, now we want reparations for slavery, we want redistribution of all wealth, and we want to legalize mixed marriages, that had been there. They had come out with a maximum program the very next day, they'd have been laughed at. Instead, they came out with a very minimum program. We just want to integrate these buses. The students a few years later came out with a very minimum program. We just want to sit at the lunch counter. But inside that minimum demand was a very radical kernel that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, complete revolution was on the table for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism where, at least we're not, fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough. We want to go beyond systems of exploitation and oppression altogether, but that's a process. And I think what's great about the movement that's beginning to emerge is that the crisis is so severe in terms of joblessness, violence, and now ecological...
All right, threat. Folks. Next hour coming up, we'll finish up with this.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish that Van Jones clip in the next segment as we get Richard Gage on to get into 9/11 Truth. Also, coming up in the next segment, I want to comment briefly on Barack Obama wanting to address the youth. He's been very, very deceptive, and that's the plan. But before I do that, I just want to give all the listeners a heads up. Not tomorrow, but Tuesday, we're going to have something really important happen on the show. And it is the biggest thing we've ever done on this radio show. The most important, the most effective, the most far-reaching. And it's guaranteed to be out by Tuesday. If I get spooked by anything or anything goes on, I'm going to launch it simultaneously on other servers, other places, early. It's ready. In fact, if certain people don't hear from me on a routine basis, it's launched everywhere. So just be ready for that. Anytime in the next 48 hours, really less now, anytime in the next 35 hours or so, 35 to 40 hours. It's very important. It's going to be big. And just keep your eyes and ears peeled for that coming up. Also, and it's not related to the flu. Separately, the flu. To have the companies' filings in their patents, talking to governments about releasing weaker versions of the virus into the atmosphere as a type of group herd immunity for our own good. And then, oh my gosh, it actually mutates into something more deadly, and they've got a vaccine for you, and the World Health Organization is just admitting this calmly. We've got to force this out into the media as a major issue. We've got to do this now. This is of paramount importance. And so we're working on those stories as well. And then there's other tidbits of important news, like Obama regulation czar advocated removing people's organs without explicit consent, Cyber News Service. And it's got his quotes. Ties into all the other eugenics. Taliban bombs came from U.S., not Iran. It's now admitted that the Sunnis in Iraq have been given bombs to bomb our own troops. That's been declassified. It's been declassified the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are funded continually up until 9/11 and after. Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, running that the FBI, that the CIA was running Al-Qaeda up until 9/11, till the day. Now the Asia Times, in support of the official United States assertion that Iran is arming its sworn enemy, the Taliban, the head of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, has cited a statement by a Taliban commander last year attributing military success against North Atlantic Treaty Organization forces to Iranian military assistance. When Mohammad Karzai, the U.S. puppet, says, no, Iran is helping fight the Taliban. That's the Sunni, the opposite of the Shiite Iranian government. What the Taliban commander's claim is contradicted by evidence from U.S. Defense Department, Canadian forces in Afghanistan, and the Taliban themselves, that the increased damage to NATO tanks and Taliban forces has come from anti-tank missiles provided by the United States. So see, how is the United States, people who control us, going to stay in Afghanistan to get the $500 billion a year in opium? They're going to kill our own troops as a pretext to stay there. Real simple. They manufacture the terror.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Richard Gage. If you don't know who he is, you're about to find out. Big hit piece attacking him with disinfo, and the entire 9/11 truth movement is airing every other day, it seems, premiering last week on the National Geographic Channel. That's coming up in a moment. But I wanted to get into this situation with the president 2 weeks ago. His office of the Department of Education, his education czar, sent out federal mandate to schools taking any federal funds. And we've shown the official letterhead and read it, and the White House doesn't deny that, saying that if you take federal money, you've got to make your school children watch this telecast of the president, literally like 1984 on the big screen projector. In fact, we have an article up on prisonplanet.com Paul Watson wrote where it shows Obama as Big Brother. It's over in the news and focus section if you want to go look at it on the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com. I mean, this is right out of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia. Now, then they remove those areas of the curriculum saying how you're going to help the president, how you're going to write letters explaining how you're going to serve him, creating this weird relationship with the president, this hyper-authority figure reaching out to your kids. This isn't George Bush Sr. giving a 1991 speech saying, stay off drugs, stay in school. Then Obama shifts gears, changes the story, and says, well, we're not going to do that now. And then a few days later, they say, we were never going to do it. It's a conspiracy theory. And now he's going to give a milquetoast speech. Don't use drugs. Make good grades. You can be successful. But this is the takeover of education. I mean, we played the clips last week. I've been playing them every week for months. I'm not going to play them again today. You can search engine Barack Obama calls for national security force, just as big, just as strong as our military. And then his White House chief of staff introduced the bill to make everybody from junior high to 65 serve in different brigades with weapons in uniforms domestically. I mean, you can't make this up. In fact, scroll down for folks that are watching on prisonplanet.tv. It's Indoctrination of Obama Youth in Schools Accelerates is our article. And in the article, we have all the clips right there for everybody where you can watch the video clips of Barack Obama saying it and doing it, everybody pledging to serve him. And, you know, they mix it in with the civil rights movement. It's all very deceptive. And I was just playing Van Jones saying, we're going to have total wealth redistribution. And see, there on screen are the youth in the uniforms training and chanting his name. So that's what it is. We're going to Richard Gage in just a moment. Lastly, go ahead and finish up Van Jones. He didn't get kicked out for being a 9/11 truther. He got kicked out for saying, I'm a communist. The green jobs is to take over your life for total wealth redistribution. Here he is, Van Jones.
We're going to push it and push it and push it. Until it becomes the engine for transforming the whole society.
My guest has been Van Jones, founder and president of Green for...
In fact, back it up about a minute. I want listeners, because we ended the hour with that, and we're going right to Richard Gage. I want listeners to hear this, because he already says redistribution of wealth, and then he says incremental takeover, deception. Here it is.
Colonel, that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, you know, complete revolution was on the table for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism where, you know, at least we're not, you know, fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough. We want to go beyond systems of exploitation and oppression altogether, but that's a process. And I think what's great about the movement that's beginning to emerge is that the crisis is so severe in terms of joblessness, violence, and now ecological threats that people are willing to be both very pragmatic and very visionary.
All right. That's enough. The point is he admits they're incrementally doing this with deception. Now, he was already going to have to resign over saying shut down talk radio, get rid of free speech. Republicans are all these cuss words, black supremacist statements about whites being the devil. But then he also signed some 9/11 truth statement. They're trying to use that to demonize 9/11 truth and say, oh, look, he's unpopular because of this. No, New York Times poll 3 years ago, 84% believe the government's lying about 9/11. I just read to you 7 of the 10 commission members saying it was a whitewash and a lie, and there needs to be a new investigation. Now, for the next 50 minutes, for the balance of the show here, I want to welcome San Francisco Bay Area architect Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers founder. He's an AIA member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth. Now with well over 800 members calling for a new investigation into the destruction of the three World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11. And he is on with us today. Very honored to have him to talk about all these big TV hit pieces coming out against him. I think he did the best job on the show of all the people that were on it. And I really appreciate Richard Gage coming on with us. Richard, good to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. It's my honor.
We're going to break here in a few minutes, but just in a nutshell, this National Geographic piece, I mean, they shot a missile into a chicken coop and said that a missile would have blown up the entire Pentagon. They just, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, as an architect and an engineer, what did you think of this?
Well, it was, they were doing their job, Alex. They set up a piece that was designed to quell the truth and to not display any of the evidence, really, that we had brought into the interview. So there is a whole lot to discuss here, and I'm looking forward to taking it piece by piece with you, but certainly it was extremely unscientific and composed of these three ridiculous so-called experiments, more like magic tricks than anything else.
Well, I mean, there's so many points, but then they also examine our psychology, like we're mentally ill and schizophrenic. Psychology Today has a big cover story on me saying the Bilderberg doesn't exist, and, you know, I go to these hotels and cover the global elite and have full-born hallucinations. That's not going to work. They also say in the piece that the government's never changed its story, and the 9/11 Commission's never changed its story. I just read quotes of 7 of the 10 members saying it was a complete and total fraud.
Yeah, and that it was. That's given. In fact, Max Cleland was one of them, and he resigned, citing this is a national scandal. The investigation is compromised.
Yeah, that's an exact quote from the Washington Post. Well, when we come back, I'm going to try to sit back, Mr. Gage. We're going to punch your website up on screen. Go over the debunking of the thermite, the thermate, the collapse, all of it. Whatever areas as a architect and engineer who builds large buildings, and plus the other 800 members that you have of what really happened. Then we're going to play some clips of this. But as we go to break, I just want to point out that I've seen the thermite reactions that Professor Jones of BYU, now retired, has done. I mean, a small cup of real thermite goes right through an engine block. NASA admits they use it for the coupler separators, not even explosive thermite, and they put 100-and-something pounds on a column, and it barely even sparkles like a regular sparkle. I dare say that wasn't real thermite.
Oh, interesting. Well, even if it was real thermite, it needs to be contained in order to be effective. And so We know, in, for instance, in 1984, interestingly enough, there was thermite. There was a patent for a thermite cutter charge that ejected molten iron in just thousandths of a second, making it more effective than normal cutter charges with high-energy explosives like C4 and RDX. Not only that, another patented device is the shell casing of these cutter charges is consolidated thermite. It is self-consuming, so that the only product left behind in the residue is molten metal.
And you gave all that to National Geographic, and they laugh at you and Professor Jones and others and just laugh and say there's no such thing as it. I mean, it's insane. There are all these patents. The Pentagon's involved. Just so happens some of the NIST investigators are world experts in explosive thermite. Working on the towers. We'll be right back.
I was a highwayman.
Good.
Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
And listen, when I say Richard Gage did the best job, I've been on national television, History Channel, PBS, with these 9/11 truth hit pieces. They come interview you 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times over several days, several months. It happens different ways, different times. And then they just get the one time you stumble, the one mistake you make, the one time you rub your nose, the one time you pick your face. And there's some of that in the piece, but not by Richard Gage. And Professor Jones did a good job. G. Edward Griffin did a good job. The problem is Griffin's nice, though. They go, well, couldn't the hypothesis that fire brought the buildings down be true? And Gage is focused with him. G. Edward Griffin... Not G. Edward Griffin. I always get the two mixed up. Yes, David Ray Griffin. I've got so much on my mind, folks. You'll find out Tuesday why that I'm getting everything wrong. Not G. Edward Griffin. David Ray Griffin. He's so polite when they ask him, well, couldn't it be something else? He goes, well, I guess. So they use his niceness. So they all did a pretty good job, too. There's no way to do a good job the way they edit things. Okay, Mr. Gage, you and Professor Jones and Professor... all you guys did a great job with what you were facing. Better job than I've done. You've got the floor. Break down the real science.
This is pretty interesting series of events, and I want to tell you how it worked out, Alex, because we were invited down there for the first interview, and I spent 1 hour highlighting all of the evidence for explosive-controlled demolition in this first interview, including the constant acceleration of the Twin Towers at two-thirds of freefall acceleration, the improbable symmetry of the debris distribution, the rapid onset of destruction, which is not characteristic of any collapse, even though, by the way, fires never brought down a steel frame high-rise. I told them about the 100 first responders reporting explosions and flashes of light at the onset of collapse. I told them about the multi-ton steel sections ejecting 60 to 70 miles an hour out of the sides of the Twin Towers, 600 feet, the mid-air pulverization of 90,000 tons of concrete, massive volumes of pyroclastic-like clouds of suspended concrete, 1,200-foot diameter distribution field symmetrically placed outside the footprint of these towers, the fact that there's no pancaked floors found at the base of either tower, just a two-story pile of rubble, and how these squibs or these isolated...
Oh, I got to stop you. I'm sorry, I lied saying I would interrupt. National Geographic did put a press release out a week before the airing of this latest piece of disinfo, apologizing and admitting that it wasn't pancake now, that they were wrong. They have a new bogus made-up fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's called the column failure theory. Either way, we would expect 110 floors found at the base of either of these, maybe 50 of them. But we don't find any floors, we don't find macroscopic chunks of concrete, we don't find people, we don't find 10,000 file cabinets. All of it has been systematically pulverized and spread up to 600 feet away. We have several tons of molten iron with video and photographic analysis and eyewitness testimony from the first responders. I explained all of this to them, including the evidence of high-tech nanothermite, very high-tech stuff, which Dr. Jones also went through in detail with them. We talked about FEMA's analysis of the steel from World Trade Center 7, where they document sulfidation, oxidation, intergranular melting. All of this evidence was presented for them, not only for the Twin Towers, but for the 47-story collapse of the Building 7 at free-fall acceleration for at least 100 feet, and the molten metal found underneath it. That was a classic implosion. It's very clear. Now, World National Geographic showed the collapse of Building 7, but they didn't say anything about it, nor did they give any of the evidence. So there I am being quoted as talking about the evidence for controlled demolition, but they didn't play any of it. And then you have this jerk, Ken Blanchard from ProTek, saying there's no evidence of controlled demolition.
It's a classic straw man. And then they get so cheap, separate issue, the Pentagon, they fire a pound of plastic explosive on a missile into a fiberglass chicken coop and say if a missile would have hit the Pentagon, it would have blown the whole Pentagon up. Now, side issue, I know you're not getting into the Pentagon. It's just that it's almost like they made it ridiculous as a hit piece to make people wake up. I mean, I know that wasn't their intention, but have you ever seen a hit piece this shoddy?
No, no. This takes the cake. I can only imagine that of the Americans that are not yet aware of the 9/11 truth, that I sure hope that at least 50% of them seeing this will clearly see the incredible bias in the manner of presentation, the tone of voice, the declaring us truthers in a condescending way, and conspiracy theorists in a condescending way.
Well, they did the language of film, too. They would put truther crooked down at the bottom to make your nameplates even look screwed up. But then the people that were debunking you, it was all done with precision. That's what Popular Mechanics, the fathers of yellow journalism that actually own part of History Channel now, that's what they did. They'd blow up my face, make it all yellow. Then they'd show Popular Mechanics, glistening stainless steel. Never tell people that Popular Mechanics owns History Channel. The whole thing's an ad for their debunking book, All Lies. Go ahead.
Well, not only that, but Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, which owns 60% of National Geographic Channel. They know Robert Erickson of Creative Differences, the producer of this hit piece, very well understands where which side of the table his bread is buttered on. This is really important for people to understand that.
Wait a minute, Creative Differences called me last year and wanted me to be in a JFK thing, and I said no. Man, this is, I tell you, it's like they have one production company for all this disinformation.
Well, yes. And relative to Creative Differences, when we went down there for our first interview, for our second interview, we were shown what's called the rough cut. And this was about 3 months later, and I don't know, about 4 months ago. And we were shown, David Ray Griffin, Dylan, and I, what was going to be on the final piece. And guess what? Most of that evidence that I just highlighted to you was in there, and I'm going, my God, this is great. I can't believe you. They're not going to let you play this, Bob, is what I told him, and he says, well, they've never edited me before. So lo and behold, what comes out, and I just saw it the other day, thank you for sending it to me, because I don't get the National Geographic Channel. I look in there, and not one piece of our evidence is shown, and all they show is us reacting, you know, coldly, having not seen any of these experiments before, having not been consulted at all about.
Yeah, they just show you these stage deals where, I mean, it's patented that thermite cuts right through steel and is used for that, the explosive thermite, and they just, I mean, they show you some sparkler held up to the side of one, doesn't even explode, and then you guys are like, that's interesting. You're being shown a videotape of something. And they go, oh, but that didn't convince the crazies. Nothing will. No, we just have the firemen and police saying, get back, we're blowing up seven. We've been told they're going to blow it up. All of that is ignored. Unbelievable hit piece. Stay with us, Richard Gage.
We recommend will help prevent such a disaster from ever happening again.
The government timeline of events has been consistent. Traveling at 440 miles per hour and carrying about 10...
And then they go on to say that the government's never changed its story. NIST has changed its story six times, giving different reasons. Both the big towers fell, and then 47-story building 7, where the CIA was housed, hit by nothing, small fires, implodes perfectly in its own footprint. The media false scripts, announces 25 minutes before on BBC and CNN that it's fallen from fire completely in its own footprint while it's still standing. I've interviewed the police and firemen and EMTs on air where they're going, everybody get back. There's a government countdown. 10, 9, 8. And the cops are all, running. The government blew it up. Hundreds of police and firemen and medical workers are on record. You even see Democracy Now. Amy Goodman's out there reporting, and she's like, they say get out of here. It's a countdown. Ah! And then they're all running, and they building 7 falls. But none of that gets to be in the piece. Richard, I remember about 5-6 months ago having you on, and I'm not beating you up. I remember we kind of had a debate on air about whether this was going to be a hit piece or not. And you said, no, they're taking...
I'm sorry that you remembered that conversation, Alex.
No. I've been put through this as well. They will sit there and go, I swear to you, this is not a hit piece. We believe your side. And we're going to show your evidence. I promise. Operation Northwoods. And I had History Channel, when it was done, laugh at me in the parking lot and say, you're an idiot. We're going to get you.
Oh,
I mean, oh yeah. They look, these people knowingly lie for a living. Listen, the same production crew wanted me to go be in a JFK film. And I talked to the people they were discussing, you know, with a fake president's head full of green jelly and the car wasn't in the right spot. And
right.
It doesn't matter. 92% of Americans in a Gallup poll believe the government killed Kennedy. 84% in a New York Times poll believe the government's lying about 9/11. 7 of the 10 commissioners say it was a fraud and a lie and a cover-up. So, but I think that's key evidence, though, that they told you your evidence would be in there. They showed you a fake cut. Again, that goes to their credibility like nothing else.
Oh, yeah. And this is stunning given the reputation National Geographic has for, you know, a reputation certainly of honesty and scientific pursuit. This is an absolute joke at this point. And you're right. That was a double cross on the part of Robert Erickson of Creative Differences. I'm stunned. I've got another opportunity in New York next week where I will be interviewed by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Ole Rumach, of the Fifth Estate program on the CBC up there, and where he's doing a special on the scientific side.
They've actually done some fair jobs on that very popular national program.
I'm glad to hear that, because I haven't done the research yet.
In the past, the Fifth Estate has done some of the most fair and objective reporting in the world. Like, they'll cover, the U.S. government admits they've staged over 200 terror attacks in other countries. U.S. researchers believe that 9/11 may have been the same. Let's look at both sides. I was in a report they did like 5 years ago. I don't know if this is a different producer, but overall the show at least will look at, you know, we're not just crazily thinking this. It's like if you have a neighbor who just got out of jail for robbing banks, and 1 week after he gets out of jail, another bank gets robbed, and the description fits, you're not a conspiracy theorist to say maybe Bob did it. But listen, Richard, I got you here now. Give out the architects and engineers site, the documents, the videos. We sell some of the great films you guys have produced with your evidence at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. But regardless, tell folks about the website so people can actually go see the evidence for themselves and not see it distorted through the lens of the CIA. I mean, this company, Creative Differences.
Yeah, our website is called AE911Truth.org, which stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. AE911Truth.org. And you can get the DVD there where we lay out 2 hours in the two-hour research edition of our 9/11 Blueprint for Truth DVD. And we also now, by the way, Alex, we have another DVD, which is the companion edition. It has the abridged versions. There's a 10-minute, a 30-minute, and a 60-minute version all on this DVD. So you don't have to ask a friend or a colleague to sit through 2 hours of the DVD. In 10 minutes, you know, we give all of the crucial evidence for building.
That's right. You've got a key boil-down YouTube-type video on the front page, and then a bunch of others for people that, you know, want to get the down-and-dirty, quick, skinny, and then watch the National Geographic piece, and it really becomes a laughing stock.
Yeah, especially when if you watch the DVD by Stephen Jones, only it's brand new. You know, it's only come out in the last month. Nanothermite. What in the world is nanothermite doing in the World Trade Center dust? This is the whole documentary of his 27-page peer-reviewed paper, in which he documents the findings of these small chips of nanothermite found in all of the dust samples that he's collected and others have collected throughout Lower Manhattan.
And now, separate universities, separate professors have gone to groups, cities, and counties that got steel for their own memorials and have tested it. I know Jones has done scores of samples from people's homes that documented live there, whose homes have been demolished or being demolished. But the show tries to imply he never had a chain of custody. Well, when you've got all these different universities, all these different professors, and Jones from all these different sources finding the same evidence of nanothermite, and then you have this piece saying there's no such thing as explosive thermite when it's patented and on record. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it is patented and on record, and that was over 10 years ago. Lawrence Livermore Lab, Los Alamos Lab, documents this stuff, and the particles of iron oxide and aluminum are 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. The iron oxide particles are perfectly rhomboidal in shape at 40 nanometers, and the aluminum plates are about the same size and perfectly uniform, and they are mixed in this one-third, two-third proportion that you have to have for this ideal thermite reaction. And this stuff, because of the surface area is so small, it becomes extremely explosive, which is why it's called super thermite and made of nanoparticles.
And that's what they use with just a thin caulking to separate the missile sections or rocket sections of an ICBM or a Saturn-type rocket. Now, also, they show the hot steel pouring out of the side, the molten iron from the steel being melted, and they say, oh, that's aluminum. But Jones and others have done the test, and it shows aluminum comes out white and flaky, doesn't keep any color for more than a second, and only a few feet. This is falling hundreds and hundreds of feet and staying yellow and then orange and then red. Only iron does that. And then separately, we have the videos from New York TV of the firefighters saying thousands and thousands of degrees above jet fuel, molten lava, molten steel and iron down in the pits a month after the collapse. 1,800-degree jet fuel can't do that. The firefighters are saying molten iron. Only molten iron can be caused by massive thermite.
Yeah, there's no iron in the building, first of all. There's iron in steel columns, of course, but it's an alloy. And what Dr. Jones finds is these previously molten iron chunks, which he's analyzed, are indeed not melted structural steel because there's abundant manganese in them and very little chromium, too. So this is clearly another, an additional component that's not in building materials. And so where did it come from? Well, it could only come from thermite. Thermite's byproduct is molten iron. All of the evidence is supporting the control hypothesis theory.
Well, we normally take calls on the show.
Controlled demolition.
But I've been so busy with this information we have. But we'll take a few calls for Richard Gage straight ahead. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. In the final segment with our guest, he's on with us for a full hour coming up Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, two program notes. On Tuesday's radio show, I'm going to have huge breaking news that I'm asking for all of you to join us in. Something very, very important. Huge breaking important news that you will be involved in. And it's big, biggest thing we've ever done. Coming up Tuesday, you don't want to miss that. We're going to have some foreshadowing, some idea of it in a post tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But then look for it Tuesday. Also, there's a new film. It was the main selection, the winner of this year's South by Southwest, New World Order. And I'm the main featured individual on that. It's now out on DVD with an expanded extras available at InfoWars.com. Of course, there's my two latest films, government-sponsored terrorism, Terror Storm, and the 9/11 Chronicles, all available at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We also have Richard Gage documentaries and all the great books, T-shirts, and materials that get the word out. I want to take a few calls for our guest coming up here, but in 3 or 4 minutes before we take some final calls, you'll have a full hour with less ads coming up on the Wednesday show. Professor Stephen Jones is also on. Other key points about this piece and this attempt to debunk 9/11 truth. I mean, if 9/11 truth wasn't important and wasn't exposing staged terror, the whole pretext the establishment uses for control, they wouldn't be trying to debunk you.
Yeah, this is true. This is good news. Let's take it as that, Alex. There's a serious attempt to make a very unscientific analysis to label us as conspiracy theorists and show. But I think it all backfired. I really do. It was so shoddy, as you suggest, that it can't hold water with thinking people. It simply can't. I mean, we have 800 architects and engineers now signed on to the petition. Virtually every architect and engineer who looks at our who's at our presentation or reviews our DVD ends up going, oh my God, well, I can't believe I didn't know about all of this. How come I hadn't heard about this? Of course, this makes sense. You're right. And they end up signing our petition. It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, we have incredible response rate, show of hands everywhere we go around the world.
Well, that's the big dirty secret, is that every time they do these shoddy hit pieces, it just wakes more people up. It's like they're saying the world is flat. We're saying it's round. They do TV specials saying it's flat. They're discrediting themselves. The question is, why do they keep doing it?
They have to respond somehow, and I guess they just don't do a real good job of manipulating. Maybe that's the best they're capable of. It's disturbing that I spend a half an hour to an hour presenting very detailed evidence for all of this stuff, and it doesn't get on. But I've learned to not take it personally and to almost expect it. And we think any exposure like this is better than none, particularly when they help us by doing such a bad job of it.
Let's play a short little clip here where they then spend the second half of the piece bumbling and babbling on national propagandic, National Geographic, saying this is what we want to believe and that we're basically delusional. Here it is.
Theories.
The reality is, this far out, no one has been able to provide a single piece of evidence that those buildings were explosively demolished. And the reason is they weren't.
By presenting this new evidence to the truthers, they and we might learn more about their theories, their beliefs, and perhaps most importantly, why they want to believe.
you take out some of those experiments you paid a lot of money for but don't prove anything, you're going to have a lot of...
I mean, folks, it is a complete joke. Let's take some phone calls for Richard Gage. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
How you doing, Richard? I would like to ask you, Richard, how long do you think that, because, you know, nanothermite is very, very small, not very noticeable, how long do you think they could have been present in the towers?
It was painted on, clearly, and we even know they say unconventional fireproofing was put on, but that's what one of the underwriters with you, Underwriting Laboratory, said here on the show, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, Kevin Ryan has done some analysis indicating that there were indeed fireproofing retrofits in the floors above and below the point of jet plane impacts, which are different in each of the North Tower and the South Tower. So that's very interesting. He documents that in journalof911studies.com. Relative to your question about how long, this stuff's been available for about 10 years. We know for the last 9 months that there was an elevator retrofit going on, the largest elevator modernization in history, actually, where all the core elevators, the elevators in the core of each tower were changed out. They had 85 employees, in fact, from ACE Elevator scatter the morning of 9/11 after the first jet plane hit. They were supposed to stick around and help the first responders. But somebody, perhaps in the guise of an elevator modernization, could have had access to the core columns and beams in the building.
And they had all sorts of weird terror drills evacuating. Thank you, John. Finish up, Richard.
Yeah, so there was access there. So when we talk about who might have been able to do this, we have to say who had access to the building.
Yeah, they also say, where's the debt cord? We would have seen debt cord. Well, FEMA was all secretive. Everything was blown into tiny pieces. There were all these maintenance shafts and maintenance floors.
We have timed devices that are very small and very high-tech now. You don't need debt cord. This is wireless. This is wireless technology now.
Absolutely. Let's jam in another. Seal in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
Well, Mr. Jones, General Jones, and gentlemen, I'm so glad to talk to you today. Calling you from Alberta up here in the foothills of the Rockies. And, you know, this comment by National Geographic where they say why they want to believe. It's more better said who they want to believe. I mean, who are you going to believe? You going to believe these people that are bringing these chemtrails and this swine flu and all the questions of that? All these people that are dead that were students that made this swine flu bacteria and all the rest of it? Who are you going to believe?
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, it's declassified that 500,000 Americans were sterilized illegally, that foster children were taken and tested pesticides, chemicals, radiologicals, that all of this goes on, that our own troops were nerve gassed to death. And so if the government would do this in the past, why wouldn't they do this now, Richard Gage?
I'll have to leave that question for somebody else. We do focus on the evidence at the World Trade Center for the explosive
Absolutely.
Demolition.
Absolutely. You're looking at the science, but if you have a history of a government that staged terror attacks and treats human life like it's a negative, not just doesn't care about it, you got to think about that. Bill in Texas, last caller. Got about a minute and a half left. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Certainly nice to talk to you finally. Listen, I'm members of both of you guys' websites, and I have two questions. One is the Pilots for 9/11 Truth, which is another group similar to Architects and Engineers, most of them believe that no planes were used, or at least they think that the maneuvers that were called upon the hijackers to do were impossible for them to do them. Do you guys believe there were planes used?
Yeah, let me take this here. They have people in the National Geographic special, the leaders of the no plane group, in wearing pictures of me on their body and dressed up like dragons. This is disinfo government, period. Now, we're saying questionable Pentagon because of witnesses. When we say cargo planes but not regular planes, that's in Operation Northwoods, declassified, so we have to look at it. See, the government and their disinfo ops want you to get off on other stuff, and I've talked to pilots for 9/11 Truth. The majority of them do not believe that, and so that was a straw man false statement, but hell of a way to end the show. Richard Gage, you're back up on the show Wednesday with Professor Stephen Jones. We'll really go through the science, then play more clips of it. Jason Burmis is going to do 3 hours on this coming up right when the show ends on the internet streams at InfoWars.com and on the AM and FMs that carry the InfoWarrior. That's Sundays, 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time. But Richard Gage, your comments, I would imagine, on the plane stuff is you stick to the science, what you can prove.
Yeah, well, of course, planes hit the World Trade Center Twin Towers. There's no question in our minds about that. The damage was real.
The government can do is just put in kooky conspiracy theories to try to... I mean, that's like when Garrison had people popping up saying, you know, that... saying kooky things in the trial to discredit. Go ahead.
NIST acknowledges that the structure of the buildings did their job. It was the weakening by fire that they say brought the buildings down. But as you mentioned earlier, fire cannot create several tons of molten metal found by the first responders and others and seen in the photos and videos throughout. So it makes no sense. The official story is that the rug has been pulled out.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not poo-pooing other theories and ideas. We're sticking with what we can prove. Richard Gage, thank you so much. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you all. Huge news Tuesday.